Good evening, Mr. Mayor. We are ready when you are, sir.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to call to order the Stanton City Council meeting, Successor Agency, Housing Authority, and Joint Regular Meeting of February the 8th. I will have our pledge tonight by our honoree for the Cypress College Awards, Mr. Tom Carpenter, please. Lead us in the pledge.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Mayor. Council Agency Authority Member Taylor.
Here.
Council Agency Authority Member Van.
Here.
Council Agency Authority Member Warren.
Here.
And Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chairman Ramirez.
Here.
And lastly, Mayor Chairman Chauver.
Here.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, at this time, we'll have special presentations and awards. This will be a presentation by the Cypress College Foundation regarding the 47th Annual Americana Awards Dinner, which will be honoring Mr. Tom Carpenter as the Cypress College Foundation Americana Awards 2022 Citizen of the Year from the city of Stanton. I believe at this time we do have a representative from the college. Is that correct?
Correct, Ms. Mayor. We have Mr. Howard Kummerman. One moment, please. Go ahead, sir. Your microphone is live.
Thank you very much. Am I able to share the presentation, or would you like to?
Yes, sir. One moment. Let me get that for you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for having me here tonight, and I'm joined by our honoree, Tom, and we are very thankful for the opportunity to present to you, Mr. Mayor, and to the City Council about the 47th Annual Americana Awards. And I also would like to just thank the City of Stanton for supporting us for so many years. You're supporting Cypress College students, you're supporting our honorees, and the Americana Awards Gala, of course. You have been supporting our Americana honorees for many, many years through your sponsorships, through attending the event, and of course, through your city committee. And this year was led by Mavis Ethens in their efforts to select incredible honorees. And we have recognized 45 citizens of the year from Stanton over the years. We do this, and we put on this event every year to support Cypress College students, and especially those students from Stanton. There have been more than, this year, we have more than 445 students from the city of Stanton that attend Cypress College starting this semester and each semester. So that's more than 1,000 students each year from Stanton that attend Cypress College. And we give more than $400,000 in scholarship to students every year. And of course, the reason we put on this event is to not only honor our honorees, but to raise money to help all of our students who attend Cypress through scholarships, emergency funds, book loans, and other programmatic support. There we go. In 2020, we recognized Al Ethens from Stanton. And this year, as you have heard, we are recognizing Tom Carpenter, along with our Man of the Year, Orange County Fire Chief Brian Fennessy. You can see a great picture of Al there. And we held a kickoff for the Americana Awards in December. And you can see your honoree there, Tom Carpenter. He is the Vice President of Acquisitions and Leasing at Rodeo 39 and Frontier Real Estate Investments. He's a resident of Stanton, of course, and involved with the Boys and Girls Club, with Youth Assistance Foundation and the Stanton Community Foundation. And that's just a few things. You have to come to the Americana Awards on March 26th, of course, to hear more about Tom and all of his accomplishments and his achievements. We will once again be at the Disneyland Hotel in the Grand Ballroom, and we are happy to say that we will be in person. And the event starts at 5:30 with dinner at 7. Registration is at AmericanaAwards.org. And we, again, want to thank the City of Stanton for all of their past support, not only sponsoring tables, but also providing us with auction items. And once again, we're providing the City of Stanton donor acknowledgement and ad in the Americana program as well. And we look forward to your support again this year. We also have an incredible opportunity drawing, as we do each year. We have a pair of electric bicycles that were donated by Remax and a generator donated by Yamaha, as well as a variety of other prizes that are worth up to $10,000. Those tickets are also available online. So we look forward to seeing you on March 26th and hope that you'll join us to recognize Tom and all of our honorees as we celebrate in person once again, and we look forward to seeing you then. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kummerman. And our honoree, Tom, would you like to say a few words at this time?
Yes, please. Council, thank you so much for having us tonight, and thank you for this huge, huge honor. I can't put into words how much it means to me to represent Stanton. It's also extremely humbling. You know, what has always struck me with Stanton is that the leadership there and the community, just there's so many incredible people that just give so tirelessly and so consistently. So in looking at the list of prior nominees, again, it's humbling. It doesn't feel appropriate, given, you know, who else has received this and, you know, all that they do, the council, you know, what all that you guys do on a day in day basis, you know, to be given this recognition means a lot, and it truly inspires me to do more, you know, in the community. So, you know, I give you my word that, going forward, I hope to make you proud, and you know, I just thank you for this. And again, it's a huge, huge honor to represent Stanton. So thank you.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Tom. You truly deserve it. We know how much you're working in our community with all the different groups. You know, everything from the Santa Sirens to getting Christmas gifts for the kids, and all the programs that you help with, especially how you took control and helped our local Boys and Girls Club with their matching fund project. So we'll guarantee you that we'll be seeing you on the March 26th date, so we can all celebrate you and the City of Stanton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mayor Schauer, I do have a request by the Orange County Sheriff Department for a special presentation item for two of their deputies who have been promoted within their division. If okay, I'd like to add that for presentation at this time, Mayor.
Okay.
Is that acceptable to you, sir?
Sure.
One moment. Captain Cruz Alday, the floor is yours. Your microphone is live.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. Tonight, I have the pleasure and actually honor of recognizing two of our department employees. One is going to be Investigator Mark Baltadano. Mark is currently an investigator here in the Sheriff's Department. He has 22 years of service with the Sheriff's Department, but the last 4 years, he's served him here in the City of Stanton. 4.5 those years, he served him as a patrol deputy, and the last 7.5 years, he's been here as an investigator. Mark enjoys working with this community, works enjoying in the City of Stanton, and knows the community well. His vast knowledge and experience within the city has helped with his huge caseload and has helped our young deputies. Mark will be promoting to the rank of sergeant this Thursday, and he will be sorely missed because he'll be now moving to the rank of sergeant and into the custody operations. The second individual that I'd like to recognize is Lieutenant Chris McDonald. Chris currently has 23 years with the department and has been assigned or was assigned to the city of Stanton for the last year as a sergeant. Although it was a brief time that he served here in the city, Chris did a lot within that short period of time that he was here. His vast knowledge and experience coming from the Joint Terrorist Task Force as an investigator, supervising the crime analysis unit, and also being a sergeant in the crisis negotiation team, it was instrumental. His knowledge and experience was instrumental to me to undertake my position here as a chief, but it was also instrumental for the patrol deputies that he supervised. He will be definitely sorely missed. And he was promoted January 14 to the rank of lieutenant and is currently working in custody operations. So with that, like I said, I like to present both of them via Zoom. They each get a plaque from our department from me. And it says, in gratitude and appreciation for your dedication and service to Stanton Police Services, and congratulations on your promotion. So it's a well-deserved promotion. They've done a great job for not only me, but the city of Stanton. And like I said, I wish them the best, and it's a well-deserved promotion. And I know they're on here, so if they like to say something, floor is yours.
I guess I'll start. The almost 12 years that I've spent in Stanton have been amazing. I guess such a good career, such a good time. I truly enjoyed growing with the city in a lot of ways, from patrol to investigation, and I'm truly going to miss it. But a good majority of my career was spent in the city, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Mark, on behalf of the entire city council and, of course, our citizens, you had a remarkable 12 years in Stanton. I know your caseloads were sometimes higher and taller than your desk, but you always managed to get through everything. And I do know that you took your job very seriously. You are a true professional. But the most important thing is that you made an impact in the lives of the families and the business community in our city for so many years. You know, those are the things that we'll remember about you. We'll remember the mark that you left here in Stanton, and we remember the wonderful things that you did in providing those safety features and those protective things and those great investigations. I know some of those cases were pretty tough, but remember, Stanton is where you started, and we'll consider it your home. And you're always welcome to come back here someday. You know, being a leader in the Sheriff's Department, most of our patrol gentlemen start out like you did, and they end up being the assistant sheriff, so we never see them. But you know, the next couple of steps for you, we might get you back. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, thank you very much. Really appreciate your all you did, Mark.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lieutenant Chris McDonald. Can you guys hear me?
There you go. Yes,
sir. Go ahead, Chris. You're on.
Perfect. Yes. I was with the Stanton Police Services for about a year, and I will say it was probably one of the best years of my career. It's a small city, but there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of really great people working there. So from the bottom of my heart, I just wanted to say thank you to Captain Alday and the city of Stanton and the city council. Thank you very much for having me. And I really hope that I can get to work with you guys at some point again in the future. Like I said, there's a really great city and a lot of fun to be had there and a lot of great people. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Again, the same on behalf of the city council and all our residents and our business community. You know, even though it may have been a short term, I know the time probably went by very fast because you're busy all the time. But I want to thank you again for what you've done for our community. Again, impacting the lives of families, keeping our community safe. Congratulations on moving on. I know that you will continue up through the ranks of the Sheriff's Department. And one day our paths may cross again. So again, like I said to Mark, please consider Stanton your home. You're always welcome to come back. And thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Any of the council members would like to make comments at this time, feel free to do so.
Hi, this is Councilman Taylor. I just want to congratulate both of you on the promotions. And I think it's fantastic that you were with us 12 years and 1 year. That's great. And just best wishes on your future with the Sheriff's Department. And thank you for the service you did here in our community.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, this is Rigo. Very well deserved, gentlemen. I appreciate all the work you've done. You've injected the spirit of what we're trying to accomplish here in Stanton. You know, positive attitudes, trending up, and we couldn't do it without you guys. Definitely going to be sorely missed, but again, you always have a home here. And if we were live and in person, I'd give you a Stanton pin, but that will have to wait for next time. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carol Warren. I want to thank you guys, our Stanton police. Yeah, we might be a small city, but you guys are very busy, but you're right there helping all of our residents in their worst times of need. And we can't thank you enough for doing the job you do. I feel bad you're going to jail for a while until you move on. But you're always welcome back in Stanton, and you'll be sorely missed. So thank you for your service. Thank you for being Stanton PD.
This is Alice Mann. Thank you so much for all that you've done for our city. I know that we're a smaller city with limited resources, and we ask so much of our staff and our deputies to really step up and do everything they can given the limitations. So we appreciate you guys for all the contributions, and I really hope to see you guys again. Please come back anytime.
Thank you all. And we'll now move on to the consent calendar. At this time, we can have a motion to approve all the titles in one time, unless any items have been requested to be pulled by the public. Madam Clerk, has anybody requested any of the items to be pulled?
No items from the public to be pulled this evening.
Thank you. Any council member would like to pull any items?
No, but I'll move to approve the consent calendar.
Okay, that will be items A through E, and Mr. Taylor, I believe, is seconding, correct?
Correct, sir.
All right, Madam Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Mayor, I have a motion by Councilmember Warren, a second by Councilmember Taylor. I will now proceed with roll call vote. Council Agency Authority Member Taylor?
Yes.
Council Agency Authority Member Van?
Yes.
Council Agency Authority Member Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chairman Ramirez?
Yes.
And Mayor Chairman Schauffer?
Yes. Okay, that item passes. We'll move on to item number 7, which is public hearings. So I'm going to open public hearings at this time. Item 7A is a general plan amendment, number GPA 2201. It's a six-cycle housing element update for the 2021-2029 planning period and community health and safety element update. Do we go to Jennifer on this?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll give it to Ms. Lilly for introduction.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Tonight, I'd like to reintroduce to you Perry Banner with DeNovo Consulting, who's been preparing our housing element and safety element update. Perry, I'll turn it over to you.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council, good evening. It's great to see you again. Mr. Mayor, I don't think you were at the last meeting when we gave an update on where we were with the housing element, but for the other council members, I know that you were. What I'd like to do tonight is maybe keep the presentation a little short to save some time for questions if you have any, but if at any point you'd like me to stop in the presentation, by all means, let's go ahead and do that. So I think I have the ability to share my screen, and I'm just going to bring up the PowerPoint if I can. There we go.
And we do see your screen, Mr. Banner.
Excellent, great. So I think with the exception of the mayor, at the last council meeting, I think that I presented at, which I believe was in December or November, if you recall, council members, that it was for the most part pretty good news in the sense that Stanton is in a great position with regard to meeting its RENA. The city has done an excellent job over the past couple of years. There's been by all intents and purposes, very robust development that's been taking place in the city. So we were able to credit a lot of that development towards meeting our RHNA, our regional housing needs allocation. And so that put Stanton in a very good position. But to just give you sort of a sense of where we are in this process, we're in what I would call phase number four, which is public hearings. We've been before the Planning Commission, now we're before the City Council. If the housing element is adopted tonight, then we'll send the document back to the Department of Housing and Community Development for state certification, and the project will be wrapped up at that point. What I think I'd also like to do at this point is to just commend Jennifer Lilly and her staff, and in particular Paige Montejo. It's always helpful when you have city staff that are responsive and can respond to you quickly. It makes our jobs as consultants all that much easier. But to just give you a kind of a quick background on what's going to be contained in this housing element. The housing element, of course, is the city's long-range plan for how you're going to accommodate the housing needs of residents over the next 8-year planning period from 2021 through 2029. This document is kind of structured in two parts. The housing plan lays out all the goals, policies, and actions and programs that the city will implement over the course of the next 8 years. Part two is a bunch of background information that we put together to arrive at our housing strategy. As I was saying, with regard to the housing plan, some of the things that stand out for this particular housing cycle is for the number one was that there was a focus on affirmatively furthering fair housing, meaning that we were looking at to see if there were any patterns of segregation that existed in the city and developing programs to kind of correct that to make for a more integrated city across all income levels. But the housing plan, as I stated, this is the city's strategy, its plan for meeting the housing needs of everyone in the city, not just homeowners, but also renters. In the housing plan, as far as the overarching goals of the housing element, really broken down into five things. One is to provide a wide range of housing types in the city, to accommodate the housing needs of all income levels, to preserve and maintain existing housing, to remove any governmental and non-governmental constraints as feasible, and to promote fair housing. The housing elements includes 21 programs to be implemented over that 8-year period, and it's broken down into 6 topical areas that are similar to the goals that I just mentioned. The background report, as I stated, it includes housing needs assessment, an assessment of constraints, identifies the housing resources, describes how the city is going to meet its regional housing needs allocation, and has an examination of fair housing. I've already talked about fair housing, so I'll just skip through this slide here. The one thing that I wanted to point out is, and typically this is something that city councils are generally interested in, is how is the city going to meet its regional housing needs allocation? For this particular cycle, Stanton, like every other jurisdiction in Southern California, received a regional housing needs allocation that was 3 to 4 times larger than it had received in the past. So we were tasked with accommodating a housing need of 1,231 units. And as you can see, those are broken down into income categories. We can't just accommodate housing for market rate. We also need to accommodate housing for lower income households. And what the housing element needs to do is demonstrate that there are land use policies in place and that there is zoning in place to accommodate that RHNA. But what I do want to stress is that what the housing element isn't, it's not an obligation to construct those housing units over the planning period. What the city just needs to do is sort of set the table to make it possible that these housing units can be accommodated. The housing development, of course, will be left to the free market. So how is Stanton going to meet its RHNA obligation? Well, like I said, we were able to take in a lot of credits for all the development that's been going on in the city. And so, and then there are also projects that were in the pipeline that are currently being reviewed by planning. Beyond that, we started to look at potential sites to accommodate our arena. We've taken accessory dwelling units into account. We were allowed to do a little projection on those and arrive at a number. Then we looked at vacant residential parcels, of which I'm sure you're aware there isn't many in Stanton. And then we looked at vacant and underutilized mixed-use parcels. And thankfully, the city has done great work in the past with its mixed-use districts. So there are a number of parcels that we could look to fulfill our site's inventory. As I mentioned, there's been great development that's been taking place in the city. I guess it hasn't entirely been concentrated on Beach Boulevard, but these are a couple of projects that are either under construction still or have recently been constructed in Stanton. And so, as you can see, when we take in all those credits into consideration, we're not left with much in the way of arena to accommodate. The city, again, has done a great job of inviting development into the city. So we had a very small arena number left that we needed to accommodate. Of course, it's that number, there's still a fair bit of lower income housing units that we needed to accommodate. But thankfully, we were able to, there was much in the way of sites that were available. So when we were looking at these sites, and again, there was, for the most part, we looked at underutilized mixed-use sites in the city. And there were certain criteria that we wanted to look for in these sites. We wanted to look for sites that were, they were of certain size, that they could accommodate, reasonably accommodate an affordable housing development, that they had realistic redevelopment potential. So sites that might be vacant or maybe a use there were vacancies in the building. Wanted to make sure there was available infrastructure. Want to look at ownership patterns in the event that we had to assemble land. So we looked at all this criteria and we put together a sites inventory. And we started, of course, with the sites inventory from the previous housing element cycle. This was the map of the sites inventory from your current housing elements. A lot of these sites have had development that has occurred. But the other thing with this six cycle housing elements is that the department that's reviewing this document, the Department of Housing and Community Development, they're taking a much more refined look at the sites that we've selected. So we had to really justify that these sites had a legitimate chance of being developed or redeveloped within the next 8 years. So that's why you started to see the sites inventory narrow from the previous housing element cycle. And part of this exercise involved reaching out to the community, getting some sense of where the community thought development should take place in Stanton. And so part of the survey that we had on the city's website for a couple of months included this map of focus areas, and we got some feedback on where development should be, should occur in Stanton. And we end up arriving at this site's inventory. So as you can see, there are, you know, much fewer sites that are identified for this sixth cycle. But thankfully, we still end up with a large, relatively speaking, surplus of sites. The sites, they're, yeah, in a sense, they are kind of aligned along Beach Boulevard, both north and south, but we do have some sites that are on the east and west ends of the city. And as I mentioned, HCD is taking a close examination of the sites that we've selected. We've had to justify that these sites are available during this planning period. So we've had to do housing profiles for each one of these sites. This is what a housing profile in the document looks like. And so this is the matrix that I think is everyone would like to see. And it identifies that what we've identified is that there's a total capacity in the city of Stanton of 1,562 units. which is a surplus of 1,200 plus units over and above what the RENA is that the city was allocated. So this puts Stanton in a very good position. Some of your neighboring communities had much larger RENAs and had to do land use policy changes and rezoning to accommodate their RENA. In the case of Stanton, we did not have to do that. There's no sites that are being asked to rezone. There's no new housing overlay that's required. There are sites that are available for Stanton to meet its RENA. The other part of this project, it wasn't just an update to the housing element, it also involved an update to the city's safety element, or community health and safety element rather. And what I will say as far as this is concerned is that unlike the complete overall of the housing element, the safety element updates were very targeted. They focused on fire hazard areas, emergency preparedness in the sense of evacuation routes, and about climate adaptation. So that document is also included in the package that you would have received for tonight's agenda. Again, very targeted as far as the safety element is concerned. And with that, I'll end the presentation and take any questions that the City Council may have.
Okay, we'll start with Councilwoman Van, please.
Thank you so much for the great presentation. I'm so proud of our staff for being able to get us to this point where we're not struggling to fit in more houses into our communities. I think we're really on point. I like that we were given a pretty good allocation of above moderate housing. And I think that's something that our community hasn't had in the past. So I think that helps us a lot. I noticed that we are short a few dozen for the low income housing. I have no doubt that within 8 years we'll be able to fill that. So I'm very pleased and thank you very much.
Thank you, Councilwoman Van. Councilwoman Warren.
Hi. Everyone has done an outstanding job on this. Stanton's in a really good position, and with the projected projects that we have coming on board within the next 5 years, I'm sure we will meet our RENA numbers for years to come. So great job, everybody. Things are looking up for Stanton.
Mr. Ramirez, please.
Yeah, thank you for the presentation. Really easy to follow. I appreciate it. Also, thank you to staff. I mean, it's always nice to, at the end of the day, look at something and realize that we got here because we wanted to do it, not because we had to do it. And that's a testament to our proactive way of looking at things. So let's continue on that track. I agree with everyone that we'll hit our numbers and then some in a couple of years. And, let's just keep this train moving. Thank you.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Taylor.
I'm just a council member now.
Oh, I forgot.
That's okay. But thank you. Thank you, Mr. Banner, for the great presentation. And thank you, everybody at the city that's worked on this too. The developments are looking really good. And I can hardly wait to see a development go forward at Chino Pacific area. Thank you.
And of course, I'm going to echo the sentiments of all of my fellow council members. The interesting thing is when you have as many exciting developments going on in this city as we have, it's like falling off a log. It's pretty easy because as you develop these, you can put them categorically where they belong, and then you develop a pattern to meet your quota. One of the things that historically, since I've been on council, is that Stanton has been noted for its being one of the most affordable cities for housing in all of Orange County, not only at that level, but also providing the actual homes. So we will continue to do that. It's at the forefront of all of the different developments that we do. So again, Jennifer and your team, thank you. I don't think we could have got a better consultant. Anyway, are there any other questions out of the council? Thank you. Then I will open the public hearing. Are there any comments from the public, Madam Clerk?
Mr. Mayor, we did not receive any written communication. At this time, the mayor has opened the public comment. If there's anyone in the room who'd like to speak on this item 7A, you may do so by raising your hand by dialing *9 on your telephone or raising your hand via your device. Again, that is *9 to raise your hand via telephone or raise your hand using the icon on your electronic device. Mr. Mayor, hearing none, seeing none.
Okay, thank you. So hearing that there's no one wishing to speak from the public, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing on item 7A, bring it back to the council to adopt recommendation numbers 2, 3, and 4. Is there a motion out there?
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Mayor, we have a motion by Councilmember Taylor, a second by Mayor Pro Tem Ramirez. I will now proceed with the roll call vote. Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Van?
Yes.
Councilmember Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ramirez?
Yes.
And Mayor Schauer?
Yes, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item 7B. This is consideration of an ordinance adding chapters 19.23 and 20.211. to the Stanton Municipal Code to regulate urban lot splits and two-unit projects under SB 9 and finding the action to be exempt from CEQA. At this time, who's giving this report?
That would be Ms. Lilly once again, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I will keep this fairly brief. This is a mirror image of what we brought to you as an urgency ordinance at the end of last year. We were working to be in compliance with the changes in state law as they relate to urban lot splits. Now we're bringing back that very same ordinance under a regular ordinance adoption process. It did go to the Planning Commission for consideration. No changes were made at that time. And as we mentioned in December, this really is an opportunity for us to fine-tune the legal language that's been passed down from the state and have it represent, where appropriate, Stanton more specifically to meet our needs. So we've worked in conjunction with the city attorney to find those places that we can, again, fine-tune to meet Stanton's needs. And that is the ordinance we're presenting to you this evening. I'm happy to answer any questions. And I know our city attorney is available as well.
Are there any questions at this time from any council member on item 7B? Okay, hearing none, I'll open up the public hearing. Madam Clerk, are there any from the public that wish to address item 7B?
Mr. Mayor, we did not receive any written communication. At this time, with the mayor opening the public hearing, if you'd like to speak on item 7B, you may dial *9 to raise your hand or raise your hand using the icon on your electronic device. Again, that's *9 to raise your hand. Mr. Mayor, hearing none, seeing none. Mr. Mayor, hearing none, seeing none.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. That being said, I will then, since no one wishes to speak on item 7B, I will close the public hearing and move on to recommended action, which will be 2, 3, and 4. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Madam Clerk, please call roll.
Mr. Mayor, we have a motion by Councilmember Warren, a second by Councilmember Taylor. I will now proceed with the roll call vote. Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Van?
Yes.
Councilmember Warren?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ramirez?
Yes.
And Mayor Schauer?
Yes. We have no unfinished business and we have no new business. At this time, I'm going to open oral communications for the public to address the council. Remember that it has to be within our subject matter jurisdiction of either the council, successor agency, Stanton Housing Authority, and you will be given 3 minutes. Remember that if not on the calendar, no action can be taken. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak?
Mr. Mayor, we did not receive any requests to speak, nor did we receive any written communications prior to this evening's hearing.
Okay, is there anyone in the on the Zoom that would like to speak to the council?
Mr. Mayor, that's not our typical process, but I definitely can open it up to the room. If there's anyone in the audience this evening who would like to participate in oral communication, please at this time go ahead and dial *9 to raise your hand or use your device to raise your hand as well. Any member of the public wishing to speak on any item that is not on the agenda is allowed to do that at this portion of the meeting. Again, dial *9. Mr. Mayor, hearing none, seeing none.
Thank you. So hearing that no one is interested in addressing the council during oral communications, I will now close public communications and we'll move on to written communications, which we have none. This is Mayor, Chairman, Council, and Agent City Authority initiated business. Okay, we have none. We'll move to 12A. This is committee reports, council agency authority announcements. Anyone out there?
I have one.
Go ahead, Alice.
I wanted to invite everybody to join the Stanton Community Gardens Open Garden event, which is going to be Saturday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Stanton Community Garden right on the next to Stanton Park and Norm Ross Sports Complex. So I encourage you guys to all join us. This is a free family-friendly event, however, no pets, and we'll have lots of gardening activities, lots of things for kids, and we have garden plots open for anyone who's interested in joining. So I encourage you guys to come. It's again, March 5th on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thanks.
Thank you, Alice. Any other council members have an announcement?
I have one, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Mr. Taylor.
The Orange County Mosquito and Vector Control District is celebrating this year their 75th anniversary, and the city will be participating in some of the outreach programs to the public, and we will be putting some signs on our vehicles just celebrating this. Some of the bus stops will have information on this and stuff too. Mosquitoes continue to be a major problem in some areas. Luckily, we don't have too much of a problem here in Stanton, but other areas, they really have more of a problem. And there are certain diseases that they bring and things like that. Furthermore, I think we will be inviting them to make a presentation to the city council in the not too distant future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. I just have a couple that I'd like to share with the council and the public at this time. If you wanna mark your calendar for February the 26th, that's a Saturday, we will be having a food drive at Stanton Park, not Stanton Central Park, but Stanton Park. And we'll be giving away those hard to get items, eggs, chickens and diapers, along of course with food. You're all welcome to come and share in helping with that event. I'll get a bulletin out to everybody in the near future. This last weekend, I had the pleasure, actually the honor of representing the city council and the city at two tech festivals. The one that I was able to speak at was at the Orange County Fairgrounds, with the United Vietnamese Student Association led Tech Festival. It was a great event. It's always nice to see the traditions of the Vietnamese community shared with the youngsters. Everybody was, of course, adorned in the costumes from the Dagon dancing to the authentic attire. Anyway, I had a great time. It was really well done. And I went over to the one at Miles Square Park and just had a chance to drop in and visit over there. Finally, the last announcement is that last Thursday, I was elected vice chairman of OC Parks, Trails, Harbor, and also Irvine Lake and the Zoo. Well, the good news is I was kind of happy I got that because I've been working with Jared on the feasibility of rails to trails here in Stanton. And that will give me an opportunity to get OC Parks involved in that. Also, I want to let you know that a lot of people in inland cities don't even know about OC Parks because I'll be honest with you, most of it is dedicated to South County. I will be bringing OC Parks to this area. In fact, we will be hosting one of our OC Park meetings at Stanton Central Park, and you'll all be invited to that. Anyway, if there's no further announcements, I'll move on to item 12B. This is council agency authority initiated items for future meeting. 12C, council agency authority items for future study session. 14, items from the city attorney.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I have no items today.
Thank you. And now from our esteemed city manager and executive director.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Two quick and brief items. Just want to remind everyone and those listening tonight to be part of Stanton's redistricting process. Our next meeting is next city council meeting, Tuesday, February 22nd. We begin promptly at 6:45 p.m. And we encourage everyone to visit mapstanton.org where they can find the latest and greatest draft maps. Second update is going to be from Community Services Director Senia Bobadilla regarding the Woman of Distinction Awards.
Thank you, Mayor and members of the City Council. I did want to highlight that we are looking to celebrate Women's History Month this March by honoring all the women and a number of contributions from that have impacted our community. So we have applications open right now through February 17th. There are a few categories: arts, business, community and civic affairs, education, government, health services, humanitarian, and volunteer. It's a very quick form on the city website, stantonca.gov. And the awardees will be selected by a committee led by Councilmember Warren. And we are thrilled to honor the women. Hopefully, we will be back in person to present these awards. Thank you.
Thank you, Zenia. And Councilwoman Warren, this was your, I won't say creation, but you're the one that brought this to develop it in our city. So if you'd like to say a couple of words, please do so.
Sure. Send in applications for somebody in the city that's working, that always has a smile on their face, that walks the extra mile, whether it be in any type of business or, as Zenia was saying, crafts and arts. And we're just looking for the people that make the city a better place on a day-to-day basis. Don't think that you have to be an executive or a superstar or this or that. There's a lot of people out there that just make the city a better place to live in. And those are the people we're looking to honor. So get your applications in. It's wonderful for the people that receive the awards. It's always fun to look through all the entries and see all the people and what they do. It overall, it's a wonderful event. So anyway, get your awards in. There's a post on Stanton's Facebook site that gives you instructions on how to find the award submission form and get those submissions in. That's it. Thank you to staff for doing such a great job in pulling this together for another year. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Councilwoman Warren, for bringing this to our city. Appreciate it, as we all do. Anything else, Mr. Executive Director?
Let me unmute. Nothing more for tonight, sir.
Could you possibly indulge me and just maybe give a little update on COVID and City Hall and our facility opening and how that's going, please?
Yes, sir. Sure thing. Numbers have gotten much better for us at City Hall. I believe this is the first weekend we haven't had a positive case of staff in quite a few weeks. So as of this week, we're open to the public. The counter is open. We're still on a staggered schedule, but with positivity numbers decreasing and looking much better out there, I think we've hit the peak and we're talking about reopening and coming back to resume normal operations beginning next week, sir.
Thank you very much for that. Okay, now we're going to get a report from the Orange County Fire Authority. Is it who's giving it tonight?
We have a Mr. Chad Gremmel here this evening, sir.
Okay, Chief Gremmel.
All right.
Your microphone is live and we do hear you, sir.
Okay, good. All right. Good evening, Mayor Schauber, Mayor Pro Tem Ramirez, Council Members Warren, Taylor, Van, and city staff. It's my pleasure to provide this report for OCFA services to the City of Stanton for the operational period that just ended this past January. For emergency incidents and responses, there was a total of 325 in the City of Stanton. We had 16 fire responses, 14 hazardous condition calls. There was 334 EMS and rescue calls for a total of 364. For Stanton Unincorporated, there was a total of 55 incidents. We had 3 fires, two hazardous condition calls, 53 EMS and rescue calls for a total of 58. These emergency incidents and response totals are consistent with our historical monthly averages. And I'm happy to report there was no major incidents within Stanton during the month of January. As far as some other updates for all of you, with COVID, our community risk reduction area offices, including satellite offices at our division offices, remain open for plan review and permitting. Currently, a number of OCFA personnel have tested positive for the coronavirus and are off work, but they are all doing well. For the past 3 weeks, we have seen a decrease in the number of employees testing positive for COVID, and the number of OCFA personnel now out with COVID are less than 30. Throughout this time with the COVID upsurge recently, though, our staffing levels throughout the agency have been remaining at normal levels. And since March of 2020, all OCFA employees who have contracted COVID, excluding those who are currently off with COVID, have fully recovered and have returned to duty. For our fire rescue and safety message, I'm going to talk about installing and inspecting smoke alarms. Believe it or not, the OCFA responds to fires at residences where there's no smoke alarms that are found or they're not functioning. So I would like to remind residents to always install smoke alarms in every bedroom, in hallways outside of bedrooms or sleeping areas, and on every level of their home. Also, smoke alarms should be installed high up on the ceiling, or on the ceiling up high, or high up on a wall, and make sure they are at least 10 feet from the stove and 3 feet from doors leading to the kitchen to reduce false alarms. Also, draw a home escape plan that shows two ways out of every room and a meeting place outside. That way, the whole family knows where to meet up in case of an emergency. Also, I'm going to discuss drowning prevention here. Although it's only February, we have an increase in temperatures that you guys have seen today, and we've already had several drowning incidents during our jurisdiction served by the OCFA, including Division 7. On January 30th of this year, units from Division 7 responded to a drowning emergency where a four-year-old child was found unresponsive in a backyard pool. Unfortunately, the child remains in critical condition at the area hospital. So with temperatures up on the rise, I would just like to talk a little bit about drowning prevention, and just remember that drowning happens faster than it takes to send a text. Avoid distractions and always designate a water watcher. Nationally, drowning is the number one cause of accidental deaths for children under the age of 5. Also nationally, 56% of child drownings are attributed to a lack of adult supervision. So remember, water safety starts at home. Keep yourself and others safe around the water. It's as easy as ABC. The ABCs of water safety are: A is for active adult supervision. Keep infants and toddlers within an arm's reach. No one should ever swim alone. B is for barriers, to install and maintain proper fencing around the pool and spa to isolate swimming areas. Use self-closing and self-latching gates that open outward away from the pool. And finally, C is for classes. Learn to swim by taking lessons and learn first aid and CPR, and always keep a phone nearby to call 911. And this concludes my Orange County Fire Authority operation report for January 2022. I'm available for any questions if you have any, and thank you for your time.
Are there any questions from the chief at this time? All right, chief, please let our gentlemen at Station 46 know how and what a great job they're doing. It seems that we used to go through a time when you hear a siren every 3 days. Now you hear a siren every 15 minutes. We are very busy. I looked at the number of calls we made last month. It was remarkable. I tell them that we are very pleased with the response times, and the job they do in Stanton is just excellent. So please do that on behalf of myself and our entire city council.
I will. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you. Is there any other business before this council at this time? Okay, if not, I'll be adjourning in celebration of Black History Month. We are a community of pride and forward vision. And as you know, throughout our community, schools and our neighborhoods, many are celebrating the history during this period of time. Anyway, good night to everyone. Please be very careful, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We are now adjourned at 7:25 p.m.
Thank you.